On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Victoria 22, Johannesburg 20, Emerald Laney 23.
On the roads, things have calmed down a lot. We still have the delays on the Crown M2 between the Crown and Main Reef Road and roadworks on the N12 East before the Reading interchange.
We start with today's big news. The Ekurhuleni Mayor has launched an internal investigation into alleged misconduct within the Ekurhuleni Metro Police Department following revelations at the Madlunga Commission. The probe will also look into appointments made by suspended Deputy Police Minister Chief Brigadier Julius Mkwanazi, who has been linked to alleged criminal Lucy Kat Matlala. Cliff Shiko has more.
The Speaker of the Council has been requested to convene an extraordinary Council meeting this afternoon for the city to brief the Council on the status of the ongoing investigation. This will include the 2023 decision to not institute disciplinary action against alleged misconduct involving Brigadier Julius Mkwanazi. Ekurhuleni Mayor Nkosindi Phile Xhakaza.
I have instructed the city manager to review all 55 police promotions granted in recent years. The report is due within the next 7 days.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Germiston.
To the Madlunga Commission of Inquiry now, and the alleged political middleman and lobbyist Brown Mahosi is in the hot seat today. He's testifying about his work inside the South African Police Service as an informant. Anasasi Mahobu has more.
Mahosi says his relationship with the South African Police Service stretches back more than 2 decades. He told the commission that he first became an official informant in 1999, providing tips that were verified through arrest, seized goods and follow-up operations.
I was operative, but in its self-defense unit, which operated within South Africa.
He says he was registered as an agent in 2009, where he was tasked with building networks of sources, passing instructions, safeguarding communication channels, and feeding covert information back to SAPS. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
Parliament's ad hoc committee probing the allegations made by KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi meanwhile resumed today. The committee halted its proceedings last Thursday. KwaZulu-Natal violence monitor Professor Mary De Haas is testifying. For more, go to jacarandfm.com and click on news. In other big news, the investigating directorate against corruption has officially added former public enterprises Minister Maluski Gaba as the fifth accused in the Transnet corruption case involving billions of rands lost in irregular locomotive deals. Gigaba appeared before the Palm Ridge Specialized Commercial Crimes Court alongside his co-accused, which include former executives Brian Molefa and Anoj Singh. The state alleges Gigaba accepted undisclosed cash from members of the Gupta family during the procurement period during 2010 and 2014. Now for a quick look at news abroad. The death toll from a nursing home fire in Bosnia earlier this month has now risen to 17. This after a hospital confirmed yesterday that two more victims had died of their injuries. The blaze broke out apparently after a faulty power cable ignited. And Singapore's National Parks Board announced the seizure of a record 35.7 kilogram of smuggled South African rhino horns worth about 15 million rand. The largest haul in Singapore to date was found in cargo declared as furniture fittings. I'm Chanel September. That's a wrap of your big stories at lunchtime. More news at 2.